السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين رفيع الدرجات ذو العرش يلقي الروح من أمره على من يشاء من عباده لينذر يوم التلاق اللہ تعالیٰ جو رفیع الدرجات ہے بہت بلند شان والا ہے، تمام صفات کا مالک ہے.
دی گڈ کوالٹیز ہی اناؤنسز دیٹ وین ایور ہی ولز آن وٹ ایور ہی وٹ ہومس ایور ہی لائکس ہی گیوز دا اسپرٹ اینڈ دا اینڈ گیوز دیٹ میسج which is a life-giving message, spiritually speaking, which actually brings back to life the spiritually dead and informs them that this life is temporary and the eternal, everlasting life is the one which begins after a passing away from this world. So therefore, in this world, which is the place of trials and tribulations, so you perform such deeds which are loved by Allah Almighty, which He likes. And Allah Almighty, in every age, for every people, has sent His messengers. And in this age, according to the prophecies of the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, because of his extreme devotion and love, he sent the promised Messiah and Imam Mahdi in this age. Allah Almighty sent him about whom this announcement was already made by the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam made, that he would be Mahdi. He would be the one who will get guidance from Allah Almighty. And in order to reform the bad conditions of the Muslims, he would be sent. So this Ruh, this spirit, which is the word of Allah, the purified, which Allah Almighty gives to His chosen people, this is actually the means of the spiritual life and guides the people to the right path and guides them to this path. Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam was also he received this revelation, yulki ruha ala man yasha, Allah man yashao min ibadihi. This revelation came to the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam as well. And he translated it as that whomsoever from among his people he likes, he puts his spirit in them. That is to say that the status of prophethood is bestowed upon that person. There is another revelation of him, Anta minni be manzilate ruhi, that you are in relation to me just in the position of the ruh. So this is the job of Allah Almighty, that out of his chosen people, whomsoever he likes, he puts this spirit upon him and then exalts their station, which has been mentioned in the Holy Quran in one place, that narfau darajatim man nashau, inna rabbaka hakeemun aleem, that whomsoever we like, we exalt them in the station, and Allah Almighty is full of wisdom and full of knowledge. So therefore, this is Allah Almighty who exalts the position and the status of people in this life. In order to run his spiritual system, he sends the prophets and his friends and those who are very close to Allah Almighty, they are sent. And Allah Almighty says he is the fountainhead of hikmah and knowledge. And this profound wisdom of Allah decides that at what time and from among whom, those which people, what sort of people, which people, and who is to be chosen with a special message in order to reform the condition of the world. And in this age, that Hakim and Alim Allah, he sent Hazrat Masih Maud, the promised Mirza Ghulam Ahmad of Qadian, as the promised Messiah and Mahdi. And Allah Almighty has mentioned about his advent in the Holy Quran. And the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has also explained the status and the position of this Imam and Mahdi. And he has enjoined the people of the Muslim Ummah to accept him. If Muslims, if they ponder over this message of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam carefully and think over it, and then they cannot oppose this greatest lover of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they must have been accepting him. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he described the Masih as the Nabi and his Khalifa, and he has mentioned that whosoever finds his time, he should convey my salam to him. This hadith and a brief and the detailed one is mentioned in Al-Mujam al-Kabir Littabrani. It is mentioned there. And also it is mentioned in Abu Dawud and also in Muslim Ahmad bin Hanbal. And then he also mentioned regarding the Masih and Mahdi, who is also the Messiah. This indication was mentioned that Sunan Dare Kutri, it is mentioned in that one, that Imam Muhammad bin Bakir relates he says that he who was the grandson of Hazrat Imam Hussain, and he says that there are two signs of the truth of our Mahdi. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said like that since the creation of heaven and earth, these have never been manifested for the truth of anyone, that on the first night of the eclipse for the moon, and the sun will eclipse on the middle days of the eclipse of the sun. And then it is mentioned that since the creation of heaven and earth, before that, this thing has not happened ever before. So here, in order to mention this high status, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has drawn our attention to a great heavenly sign, which gloriously was manifested in 1894. There it is mentioned, Mahdiyena, that for our Mahdi, this wording has been used. Inna le Mahdiyena ayatan. For our Mahdi, there are two signs. And the wording of our Mahdi has shown is to indicate his love and affection for the Mahdi. At this time, I would like to tell that the Mahdi and the Messiah to come, he had a special status, and the signs of his advent, they were told, foretold. And these indications and signs have they are, we see all these signs in favor of the promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wasalam, and by looking at that, a pious person enters into the fold of the Ahmadiyya Jamaat. This status of the Mahdi, how Allah Almighty supported him, and how He promised to support him, and how this high position was promised to him. This promise was fulfilled at a time when he made the claim, and Allah Almighty is continuously fulfilling this promise throughout. The prophets of Allah, they are opposed. He was also opposed, the promised Messiah, and it is being done. And even at this time, this opposition is there. But Allah Almighty, exalted his position at the time when he claimed, and he continues to exalt that even at this time. There is a revelation of the promised Messiah which says, Allah Almighty says, Ya Ahmadu, Fazatir Rahmatu, Allah Shafate. Innaka bi ayunina yarfa'u Allahu zikraka wa yatimmu ni'matahu alayka fid dunya wal akhirah. That means that, O Ahmad, on your lips the rahmat has been made to flow. You are in front of my eyes. Allah Almighty will exalt your mention, and His bounty will be bestowed upon you in this life and the life to come. And then there was a revelation, Hamakallah, Nasarakallah, Rafa Allahu Hujjat al-Islam. Jamalun huwa amshakum fi kulli khair. La tuhato asrarul awliya. Allah Almighty will support you. Allah Almighty will help you. Allah, the argument of Islam will be shown through you, and you are the beauty of Allah. He has purified you in every way and purified you. And Allah Almighty, who among His friends, the secrets of that is beyond the comprehension. And someone is drawn to that is in one way and or the other. So today, in order to reach to Allah Almighty, and if you want to see Allah Almighty, if you want to perceive His beauty and glory, then you have to, through this greatest lover of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and you have to be attached to him so that you can see all these blessings. Can anybody, by attributing a lie to Allah Almighty, raise his own status or position? So far we have seen that Allah Almighty, we can see that such a person should have been disgraced by this time, if that had been the case. But this is not the case. This is the statement of that was true, and this is the statement from Allah Almighty. He told us that He spoke to me like that. So that Allah Almighty who gives this message to His chosen person. Therefore we see that Hazrat Masih Maud, his station and his position is every day being exalted, day by day. And Allah Almighty also gave him the promise that wazana anka wizraka allazi anka zazahrak wa rafa'na laka zikrak, that we have removed that burden which has broken your back, and we have exalted your mention to high degree. And then Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salam says that today I received this revelation from Allah the Almighty. Ya Abdur Rafi, inni rafiuka ilayya, inni muizuka, la mani alima oti, that the one and the servant of that Allah who raises the station, I will raise your status, I will give you glory and honor, and whatever I give, nobody can stop that. So with the efforts of the people, that blessing of Allah Almighty, which was given to him, and which continues to be in favor of his community, nobody can stop that. And then there is a revelation, inni ma'aka, ya imam rafiul qadr. So this leader of great glory, I am with you. So these are few revelations. The purpose of my mentioning all these is that when Allah Almighty, through these revelations, he consoled him and gave him this assurance, then he also showed the heavenly and worldly signs in his favor. And anyone who joins his community, whether he comes from any part of the world or lives in any part of the world, he becomes a witness to the fact that Allah Almighty has put the recognition of the high status of the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam. And any righteous and rightly minded person, Allah Almighty gives him, makes it possible for him to come to guidance. Allah Almighty, in favor of the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, in order to explain this his status and position, there are so many signs, all of them cannot be mentioned. At this time, I would like to mention, in the words of the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, I will just like to mention a few things which he has mentioned in Anjami Atham, his book, he has mentioned, and those things have been mentioned as the mention of his glory and honor in those special circumstances in relation to that one which were present at that time. The book Anjami Atham, at the death of Abdullah Atham, was written at that time, and Abdullah Atham was a person who became a lesson for getting the guidance for other people as a result of the prophecy of the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam. And through that sign, Allah Almighty to explain the truth and the glory of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam and the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam. Abdullah Atham was a Christian missionary. Some people take his death, and some religious leaders, they did not accept it as any sort of sign in favor of the truth of the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam. At that, Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam sent a dawat e mubahla, a challenge of prayer duel to all these people, and wrote a letter. And this book was written, which is more than 200 pages. And he invited all these people, and he mentioned the support given to him by Allah Almighty, and then added an appendix in Urdu at the end of the book. And in that, Maulvi Sanaullah Amritsari, and refuting his baseless allegation, which was with reference to Abdullah Ghaznavi, in the footnote of the book, he mentioned the support of Allah Almighty and the high lofty position given to him by Allah Almighty, he has mentioned in relation to that one. So out of that, I would like to present something today. Huzur says that Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam wrote that one should know that those factors are like this, as under, which walaqibatul muttaqin, which have established our glory and honor. And the very first thing is that the prophecy made regarding Atham, that has been fulfilled in the true sense. And from the day the prophecy was fulfilled, which was mentioned in Brahine Ahmadiyya, Atham, he died according to the will of Allah, and all the enemies, they were put to disgrace, and all their happiness and intentions were frustrated. And after knowing this, many people who came out of disbelief, and thousands of people came for our support and agreement, and it was heavy blow to the enemies and opponents. And that point, which established my glory after the Mubala, and that was mentioned in order for the disgrace for the mullahs, and this is the letter which I have written in Anjame Atham. And the other people could not write anything as opposed to this one. And the world came to know that the glory of the Arabic language is something special with this man. This person has been declared as disbeliever, and these mullahs are simply the ignorant people. He says that in that very moment, Sheikh Muhammad Hussain Batalvi, the allegation which he used to say that this person does not know a single word of Arabic, that was refuted. And that exposed the ignorance of these mullahs, and all praise be to Allah for this. And the third point is that established my glory and honor, and that is the acceptance which was to be witnessed in the whole world after this Mubala. And at the time of the Mubala, there might be 300 or 400 people were there, and now there are more than 8,000 people who are extremely devoted to me. And this is in 1893. And as the fertile land, the crops, they come up very quickly. Similarly, unexceptionally, the community is progressing, and pious souls are running to it, coming to it running. And Allah Almighty is attracting these people to us. And this sign of Allah Almighty that we are seeing even today, about which I was mentioned in the report I presented in the last Jalsa. And after this Mubala, there is so much widespread acceptance that sometime one is overwhelmed. From the two bricks, a palace has been created, and the two drops have been converted into a river. And now you can see that these canals and rivers, they are just becoming bigger and bigger. And in the community of the Promised Messiah, Salatu Wasalam, more and more people are joining despite all the opposition. He says that the angels are working, and they are putting light into the hearts of people. So now you look how much glory Allah Almighty has given to us. Tell it truly. Is it the doing of Allah or the doing of human beings? And that point which also established my glory was this Kusuf and Khusuf, the sun and moon eclipse in the month of Ramadan. For 100 years it was recorded in the books of Hadith that for the proof of the truth of the Mahdi there would be sun and moon eclipse. And nobody has written that there was any claimant of Mahdaviyat, of being Mahdi before that, who mentioned, referred to this sign and to whom the sign was shown. So this Allah Almighty also reserved this glory for me through this sign. So, O blind people, why don't you think that who got the honor after this Mubala? Abdul Haq used to pray for my disgrace. What thing has happened that Allah Almighty came down to glorify me? Is there anyone who can ponder over it and the sign? Is there not a single person among you who has got such a heart to think that Allah Almighty gave me the glory, the world gave me, the earth gave me, and the heaven gave me, and my acceptance has been spreading far and wide? And the fifth point is, became apparent after the Mubala, and that in the knowledge of the Holy Quran, I have been given a very convincing knowledge, and this is the point which I have presented before my opponents, whether it is Batalvi or any other opponent. I told them that Allah Almighty has given me the deeper understanding of the deeper meanings of the Holy Quran and the wisdom, and nobody has the courage that you can explain the deeper meanings of the Holy Quran as compared to me. And no one was there to accept this challenge. And you put a seal on your ignorance. They put a seal on that one. And in that very time, the book Karamat of Sadiqeen was written. And there was no one who could write a single word against this great miracle of Allah Almighty. And was it not proved that Allah Almighty gave me this honor and glory after the Mubahala? And the sixth point which he has mentioned, that how Allah Almighty gave me the glory and the disgrace of Abdul Haq. And Abdul Haq announced after the Mubahala that a son will be born to him. And I also, after the revelation, made the mention in the book Anwarul Islam that Allah Almighty is going to give me a son. So Allah Almighty, out of His grace and mercy, He gave me a son whose name is Sharif Ahmad. This is the mention of the birth of Hazrat Mirza Sharif Ahmad Sahib. And he is 1 3/4 of a year old. And people should ask Abdullah, where is the son about whom you made the prophecy? Is there anything else which is disgrace, that whatever he said that was not fulfilled, and whatever I said on the basis of the revelation of Allah Almighty that was fulfilled by Allah Almighty? Then he says, the seventh point is that established my glory and honor after the Mubahala is the righteous people and their devotion, what they have shown in my support. I would never be able to express full gratitude to the blessings of Allah Almighty. Spiritually and physically, all these things came my way. The example of the spiritual blessing I have already mentioned, that Allah Almighty gave me that knowledge of the Holy Quran just as a miracle of Allah Almighty. And as compared to that one, not only Abdul Haq, but all the opponents, they were put to disgrace. And everybody was convinced that these are simply the mullahs in name. And he says that so far as the physical blessings are concerned, which were bestowed upon me after the Mubahala, and these are the financial sacrifices which Allah Almighty has given me. 15,000 rupees have come, which is spent for various religious projects. So Allah Almighty has given me such devotees who are spending all their wealth. They take it as an honor to spend their wealth in this cause. And after that he has mentioned some people of his devotees who spent thousands of rupees for the sake of Islam and Ahmadiyyat, those who spent it, and they continue to pay that on a monthly basis. And this is something we see, the sign of the divine assistance, that how the members of the Jamaat of the Ahmadiyya Muslim community is progressing financially and also according to their number. And then so far as number and also in spiritually, the community is increasing, and the spiritual progress is the main important thing which should always be there. And the eighth point he has mentioned is that another point which was manifested after for the glory of my glory after Mubahala, that is the writing of the book Satvachan. And for this Allah Almighty gave me such support which were never available to any other person before me for the last 300 years. That is regarding the robe of Hadrat Guru Baba Nanak, Chola Baba Nanak. And that came to light through the promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wasalam, that Hadrat Guru Baba Nanak, he became Muslim. And regarding Guru Baba Nanak, I have established that he was actually a Muslim. And he used to recite Kalima La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. And for twice he performed Hajj. And regarding the safety of this robe, at one time it was disappeared, but then there was one time the Bedi Sahib at the Jalsa Salana, he came, and he says that this is well secure in their family. And another sign of that is that another point which made which was made clear after my for my honor after the Mubala, that in this period more than 8,000 people have done bath at my hand, and many people they came and some people wrote to me, and I know this repentance of the people, the means of that what I have been made, that is actually the sign which is only attained after the pleasure of Allah Almighty. And I see that among those people who perform their bath at my hand, they are increasing in their piety and nobility. And this increase of the nobility and goodness, that is something very important which I always say. And simply the increase of number is not enough. So all therefore that is why I always remind the Ahmadis regarding this point. I see many people that they cry and weep in their prostration and pray in their tahajjud. Impure people call them the infidels and non-believers, but they are actually like the heart of the Muslim Ummah. So these are the standards which even today, by the grace of Allah, they are well established in many people, and we should try to keep it there. So now our opponents should think over it, that this community's prosperity and increase, that was after the Mubala. And this can be seen by those who are gifted the eyesight. And there is a very pious Jamaat in Lahore, in Sialkot, in Kapurthala, various cities in India. They have got this light and faith and devotion that every sane person, when they look at their faces, they can understand that this is a miracle of Allah Almighty, that such devotion and piety is there. And the light is quite visible from their faces. And this is the divine community which Allah Almighty is creating in order to show the example of the truthfulness. And there, at this point, all those people who are attributed, who have got some relation to these communities which are mentioned here, they should always keep in mind the devotion and the sacrifices of their forefathers and try to excel in that matter. Because these are the things which is going to increase the status of the community and which is going to make us really connected with the promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wasalam. And we will be able to get all the blessings as a result of that. And all these promises have been given by Allah Almighty. And today, by the grace of Allah, not only in India but outside, the devotion is there in the Jamaat, whether they are in Asia, in Africa, or elsewhere, everywhere. So every Jamaat, they should always try to exalt their high spiritual status very high. And the second point, the Promised Messiah mentioned that another point which established my honor and glory after the Mubahla, that was the Jalsa Mazahib Lahore, the great conference in Lahore. I need not write much about that. The way my article was accepted and appreciated, and the way they looked with great honor and respect to my article, there are so many witnesses which you have already listened. And this article, which was this left a great impact on this conference, as if the angels are descending with the trays of light from heaven. And it was such a scenario that Allah Almighty is taking this light to the hearts of the people. And people said that if this article had not been there, so then because of Muhammad Hussain Batalvi and other people would have cut a sorry figure. So everyone believes that because of this, this was the victory of Islam. Was it a victory because of this Dajjal? And this sweetness and this impact that Allah Almighty invested in this article, is it not from Allah Almighty? And why the opponents, they were disgraced in this Jalsa? Is it not the revelation that Allah Almighty is going to disgrace those people who disgrace you? Why Allah Almighty gave honor to that person who was in the sight of the mullah, was a disbeliever? Any mullah can give an answer to this point. And another honor which was given to me, that also fulfilled that prophecy which was mentioned beforehand. And that was it, that this article will be dominant and far excelling upon other articles. And this was written well before the Jalsa. So that revelation was also fulfilled. And there was a great fame in the whole city of Lahore. And this prophecy of Allah Almighty was also fulfilled on that day through this. Hazrat Mauli Abdul Karim Sahib read out this article of the Islam in the philosophy of the teachings of Islam. So these honors and this acceptance, that was all after the Mubahala. Now any Maulvi should tell us that what honor did Maulvi Abdul Haq got it after the Mubahala? How much financial help did he get? And how honor, intellectual honor was given, bestowed upon him? So these are the 10 blessings of this Mubahala which I have written. So how unfortunate and wicked are those people who do not understand that? It is bound upon the people that they should ponder over these 10 points. So Allah Almighty has shown signs at every time. In one place, mentioning the signs of Allah Almighty in his favor, which Allah Almighty bestowed upon him, he says, and also that the enemies, they were disgraced, he says, that according to the verse of Allah Almighty, Vamma Benemat Rabbika Fahadis, I would like to mention these points that Allah Almighty has given me that bounty, which is not because of any of my doing, but in the uterus of the mother, it was given to me. Allah Almighty has shown such signs in my favor that if I start counting them one by one, then I swear in the name of Allah Almighty that they are more than 300,000. That was in 1906. And if nobody is there to accept that one by swearing, then I could give him the proof. There are certain signs in which Allah Almighty at each and every point protected me from the harm of the enemies. And there are signs in which Allah Almighty provided all the needs and the requirements that I had. And there are signs in which, according to his prophecy, Inni Muhinun Manarada Ihanataka, that anybody who is going to attack me, they will be disgraced. And they were disgraced. And the examples of that we are seeing even today. In many cases, there are such examples and instances which are taking place in various countries. They are also fulfilling this promise. And there are signs, he says, that when people drawn me into the litigation, then Allah Almighty gave me the victory and they were disgraced. And there are signs which indicate that the long period that I have been granted, that is the proof of that. And this long time has not been granted to anyone who was impostor. And this is exactly the situation that we see today. That actually indicates that there is a need of the Imam. When everywhere, Zahar al-Fasadu fil barri wal bahar, that sort of scenario is there. And particularly among the so-called Muslim countries, the unrest is widespread and there is disorder there. And there are certain signs which are clear by looking at the situation of the world. That is to say that the condition of the time that shows the necessity of the birth of the Imam. And Allah Almighty has accepted my prayers. And the opponents, they were became the impact of that was upon them as a result of my prayers. Some sick people, they recovered. They became healthy. And there are signs which Allah Almighty showed. And that was in relation to some great noble people. They saw the dreams and they saw the Holy Prophet ﷺ in their prayer. As Sajjada Nashin Sahibul Alam from Sindh, who had got more than 100,000 people, his followers, and also Ghulam Fareed Sahib of Chachna Sharif. And they, apart from that, thousands of people are such that they have seen me in the dream, they were shown in the dream, and as a result of that, they did the bath. And this is a sign which we are seeing even today. And some of them, they did their bath after seeing the Holy Prophet ﷺ. And he said that the time is coming to an end and this is the last Khalifa of the Allah Almighty. And there are signs such that some elders, they mentioned about my name and mentioned about my becoming the Mahdi, like Nemtullah Wali and Gulab Shah and others. And then he says that when in 1904, I was going to Jhelum for a court proceeding against, started by Karamdin. Then Allah Almighty gave me the glad tiding that I am going to show you the blessings from every respect. This was related to the members of the community. also in Al-Hakam it was published. And this is the prophecy was fulfilled in such a way that when I reached near Jhelum, then nearly 10,000 people were there. They came to see me. And the road was completely filled with people. And they were almost in a state of prostration, and all around the district court, there were so many people that the officials, they were surprised. And 1,100 people, they did bath, and all they joined into the community. And this litigation of Karamdin that was cancelled and rejected, and people presented their gifts and money to me. And I came back to Qadian, and Allah Almighty fulfilled this prophecy in a glorious way. And then he says, there was a prophecy in Ibrahim Ahmadiyya, Subhanallah, Tabarak wa Ta'ala, Zal Majde, Yankatyo Abauka wa Yubdao Minka, that Allah Almighty is free from all weakness, full of blessings. He is going to increase your glory, and your ancestors, their mention will discontinue, and then Allah Almighty will start the glory of your dynasty from you. And this is a prophecy from Allah Almighty. It was related to me. And I was like a person who was unknown, as if I was not in the world. And the time when this prophecy was made, there are 30 years have passed by. Now you should see how gloriously, beautifully this prophecy has been fulfilled. And there are hundreds of people are there from the family who are the member of the community. And nobody knew that this sort of thing is going to happen. It is very sad that people do not ponder over these signs. And this greatness in number of the progeny which was mentioned in this prophecy. And there are several people who were born in my family, those who were not present at that time of the prophecy. Today, now, at this time, when the physical progeny of the promised Messiah has spread all over the world, and the spiritual progeny also has spread all over, and every day there is increase in that progeny. Every day we are seeing a new sign. Every nation, every country. Mirza Ghulam Ahmad ki jai, glory be to Mirza Ghulam Ahmad. These slogans are being raised. Allah Almighty is full of true promises. And he is exalting the glory of the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam every day. And Allah Almighty who granted him the glory and honor on at every time, who supported him at each and every point, and he showed us the signs. Whomsoever he likes, he gives us glory, as he says. He is not a god of false promises. Until today, any promise given to him, he has been completely fulfilling those promises. His promise is going bound to be fulfilled today, that he is going to give dominance to his followers upon other people. So every Ahmadi should try to become a part of this dominance. He should have firm belief in all the claims of the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, and he should be firmly established on that. And he should try and also pray that Allah Almighty always enable him to be attached to the community and enable him to get benefit from all those blessings which Allah Almighty has promised him. And one should always be submissive to Allah Almighty. Submit to Allah Almighty. The opponents of Ahmadiyyat, from time to time, in order to show their rancor and enmity, they are showing it in Pakistan, generally speaking. The condition is such that in the name of Islam and in the name of Allah and the Messenger, totally opposed to the teaching of Islam, any mullah, if they do not like anything, they show their enmity and rancor against them and commit aggression against them, and the result of that is that the whole country has become notorious in the world. After doing their injustice to the Ahmadis, they stopped them from certain things, from kalima. They could not snatch this kalima from them. They could not stop them from the worship that the Ahmadis perform. But their own condition has become like this, that within themselves there is a disorder, fighting and quarreling going, and mosques are being demolished, and the ammunition is discovered from there. So this is the general condition. But in the name of Islam, now they have gone to that extreme of their injustice in the name of Islam. And recently, upon the Christians who are the non-Muslim minority, a very heinous and a barbaric attitude was shown. The example of that was shown. Mullah, whomsoever he likes in the name of Islam, they can declare any action as non-Islamic and commit all sorts of cruelty against that. And there is lawlessness completely in Pakistan. They claim, they raise the slogan that there is the judiciary is supreme and law and order is there. But the supremacy is simply for the political objectives. And whenever it is a question of giving the rights to citizens, then this law does not work. So this is the duty of the Ahmadi Muslims, that they should pray for their country. Those Ahmadis who belong to Pakistan, particularly, they should pray. And in Pakistan, as I said, in particularly, the injustice which is done against Ahmadis, that is reaching all its heights, since they have passed this law against them in 74 and 84. Whatever they like, based on their self-made Islam, they can make anybody the victim of their wrath and injustice and mistreatment. And the politicians, they are, because of their own objectives and motives, they are playing in the hands of the mullah. And because of the fear of these mullahs, there is none who can fulfill the requirements of justice there. So the Ahmadis in these days, they should particularly pray when the situation in Pakistan is worsening very badly. They should specially pray, particularly the Ahmadis belonging to Pakistan. They should submit to Allah Almighty and they should seek the protection of Allah. And they should make all their doings purely for the sake of Allah, and also give sadaqah extensively. And as I said, and all these promises given to the promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wasalam, given by Allah Almighty, the community has to progress, is bound to progress. They should pray to Allah Almighty that Allah Almighty may protect each and every Ahmadi from this harm and danger. And may Allah in Pakistan and elsewhere, Allah keep the Jamaat in His special protection. After the Jalsa Salana in UK, in some Arab countries, the administration over there, they have started teasing and torturing the Ahmadis. Allah Almighty, Allah give wisdom to the world, that instead of opposition, they should accept the claim of the promised Messiah, and they should the message of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that they should convey the salam, that they should do. Allah Almighty give strength in the faith of and belief of every Ahmadi. Today there is a sad news that in Multan, a young man, Rana Ataul Karim Noon Sahib, he has been, yesterday, three armed people, they came into his house and martyred him. Inna lillahi wa inna ilaihi rajiun. He was 36 years. He was Musi. He was completely a devoted person. For some time, he had this suspicion that some doubtful, suspicious people were moving around him, and there was some guard at night. This shahadat took place in such a way that he came out of his house. For a few minutes, he went to a shop, to a laundry shop, and he spent a few minutes there. And this was the mistake which he did, that the door outside, door of the room, he left it open, and those three armed people, they came into that house, and they put all the family members into one room and hid there. And when he entered into the house, they fired at him, and he got the three shots, and he died instantly he was martyred. He was an educated person, he was a businessman, he had masters in agriculture. Among his heirs, parents and two daughters and three brothers and four sisters and four brothers. I will also lead. I will lead his janaza prayer after the Juma, and there is a present janaza, Chaudhary Anatullah Sahib, who was Inspector Khudamul Ahmadiyya. He died on 4th of August. Inna lillahi wa inna ilaihi rajiun. He was a devotee of life, and for more than 50 years, he served the Jamaat by the grace of Allah. A very pious person. He had great devotion for the Jamaat and for the Khilafat. One of his son, Habibullah Tariq, he is Secretary Sanat Tijarat in Germany. And one missionary, Fazlullah Tariq Sahib, who is nowadays in Amir and missionary in charge in Fiji. Mirza Abdul Rashid Sahib, who is here, Naib Sadr Ansarullah here in UK. He was his father-in-law. His janaza is here, and along with the other janaza, I will lead that janaza. There are some other janaza in absentia. Perhaps the announcement has been made. One is Muhammad Hussain Sahib of Los Angeles. Chaudhary Khadim Hussain Sahib, Asad. He is from Nasirabad, Sindh. He was the manager there. He used to live in Kundri. Tariq Bajwa Sahib, he was the father of Dr. Tariq Bajwa Sahib, who lives here. Lomi Nabi Sahib from Syria. Sajjad Ahmed Sahib, missionary. He was also martyred in Rabwa. Amatul Basir Merin Sahiba of Lahore. And Hina Hamid Sahiba from Lahore. The janaza of all these people will be offered along with this janaza which is present. May Allah exalt the station of all these departed souls and have mercy upon them and forgive their sins and also give comfort and solace to all the members of the bereaved families. Ameen.
Alhamdulillah. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد ان لا اله الا الله ونشهد ان محمدا عبده ورسوله عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل واللسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله أكبر